The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the finest last place you'd ever want to be on a Monday night. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me is my constant companion, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've also got Dogwater Dick in the studio with Nate the intern. We've got a zoo full of people. There's Jenny Pez and Mike Reed, Jeff Dunn, and Felix. Fuck!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
That was a fun open.
I like it when people join
us. Welcome to the morning zoo.
Put that sheep out of this room.
Hopefully, if you listen in the morning, and this makes your day funnier.
We could change our name to the worst little podcast in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Hey.
So if you listen in the mornings, this just became for you. Oh, wait, and then.
The morning zoo.
The morning zoo.
We're wacky. See, I got that.
Yeah. And we got
get that clown out of here.
No, not evil.
No.
Oh, and we got Max. Oh, so we can.
That's
the alarm clock.
We got
the worst little podcast
in the
Max
morning.
Max Volume.
Hey, this is Max Volume, and I never listen to the worst little podcast except for now
because he's on it.
How much did you have to pay that guy?
We don't discuss.
I think I paid him an oral.
Services rendered.
The 15-year-old teenage intern paid him.
Yes, that's still a theory.
Allegedly
happened.
That might be a pre-show conversation the audience isn't aware of. So let's just
let the gang know. I've been approached by a teacher who wanted to hook us up with a 15-year-old girl to intern.
Oh my God!
I don't think on this show.
See,
teacher,
Rick, when you record bands, here's the problem. Yes. Here's the problem. When you say hook it up in that context, it really kind
and it is a contest.
Yeah,
somebody had
it really kind of loses its credibility when you say no, it's fine.
Who wants to win a 15-year-old intern? Yay! New contest.
Boom!
No.
Bung,
no.
Bung,
boo.
Bung.
16's the age of consent. That's all I'm going to say.
Riku, what do you have
even
to say about
for
that?
For filthy podcasts.
Fuck you.
Yeah, see?
We've got only room for one little girl on the show, you know?
With a filthy potty mouth.
Yeah.
We already got. My name is Riku.
Underage.
I swear that sounds so creepy still.
Right?
It sounds like a little girl in a closet somewhere.
Dirty cocksucker.
Oh my God.
I love that she laughs, though, during it's like, Dirty cocksucker.
It's like the doll that you pull the string out of the back
of. My daddy makes.
Even I thought that was gay.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hi to our good friends, Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Oh,
hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Who's already on mic here.
Oh, I'm here.
And howdy, Jeff Dunn.
Hi. Jeff Dunn?
I know.
That's a surprise.
Long time no see.
I brought Jeff Dunn.
Yeah, I'm tagging along.
And then our scheduled guest of the week, Mr. Mike Reed.
Scheduled.
Mike. With a Y.
Yes, with Mike, a Y.
Why? Because we like him.
All solo and going to rock it for us here in a little bit.
Han
with
Solo.
Some guitar music.
Yeah.
And then I also would like to mention here at the top of the show the name of our sponsor.
Felix Polanski.
No, Mr. Felix Danger.
That's right.
He's changed his name.
Mr. Felix Danger.
Your middle name's Felix.
Dun, dun,
bringing
dun,
over
dun,
a big dun, you know, bottle.
Is he in the back room back there, Rick?
No.
Okay.
Oh, did he already leave?
He sounds way less commie now that he changed his name.
Commie?
Less commie. Yeah. More just rage.
Right?
It's awesome. Well, not even rage. It's he's danger.
No, he really is here.
And that
you
is kind of
him?
True.
Well, and he did with Jess Danger. They both changed their names, so.
And now she's going to be a doctor.
Dr. Danger.
Dr. Danger.
Awesome. Mr. and Dr. Danger.
We still have 4 years
Dr.
to get
and
used
Mr.
to that
Danger.
Idea.
And we salute our sponsors. Thank you, guys. Thank you
so much.
To the
amazing.
Danger.
Ow!
Yeah, no.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
You know the
Felix
answer.
Felix likes to drink.
Nailed it.
Yeah. What a speaking smart that, little girl she is.
We're recording the night we're recording, folks. Back then, me and Felix are about to go tear it up with Total Chaos at the alley tonight.
Ooh. Yeah,
so you missed a show, and
or
so
not.
There.
And it was killer, and they did awesome. I'm sure.
Oh my gosh! If you haven't seen the Liver Scars, though, you're a moron living under a rock. Anyway, because it is probably hands down one of the best shows.
Yep.
I had him play my birthday party, and yeah, there wasn't a dry crotch in the house,
including mine.
I mean, they're fucking a
everybody
tremendous
was
band.
Pissed drunk.
Do you want to be our manager?
I'm telling you, they're a tremendous band. I've been following Nick though for so many years through Astronaut and Fat Couch and all this, and the fit for this band is fucking amazing. Like, they complement each other to such a degree, and they can't be a more odd match fit to come together.
Oh, yeah,
when you see them
pretty much separate lives,
yeah,
but
they
not
do
really.
But when they come together for music, it's like the awesome one night stand that you're like, yeah, in the morning. There is no walk of shame because you're so happy it happened.
You got banged by five rad dudes.
Yeah, they're just they're tremendous.
Ear
fans
hard
in your ear pussy.
I can't say enough about the Liver
long.
Scars. I
thank
love their
you.
album. I love them in general.
I love
and,
you.
Yeah, you're just tremendous, though, Nick. You know how long I've known you. I mean, fuck.
Fucking
you're
gorgeous.
Finally, you're in
thank
a band
you.
That just, anytime anyone goes, yeah, we might go see the you might. Why, do you got a funeral to go to? Get your fucking ass out there and go.
So this weekend, guys, go see the Liver Scars on Saturday at Mary Anarchy.
Absolutely. We're not missing it. And Jeff Dunn's playing, too, on Friday.
That's right. Jeff Dunn.
Yeah.
And Mike Reed's there on
Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Saturday.
Mary
after the Princess Bombs and the Lighter Thief. We're all playing,
ooh,
man.
Yeah.
It's well, a big post, family show.
Post-war
is supposed
playing.
To
be.
Yeah,
Post-war is playing.
Phenomenal
band.
Bay Choir.
They're the headliners. Yeah. And this band I hear of Sisters Doom.
I can't wait to see them.
Their first
I've
show,
heard
they're
very
the
cool thing.
Their first show ever at Mary Anarchy. They're second to last. That's how cool they are.
Yeah, they're Suda is. Yeah,
they said bring earplugs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't.
Yeah,
wait
Suda's
to
the rock
that.
Star this weekend.
Well,
at
you
Mary
know
Anarchy.
He's helping
he
really Jeff.
Yeah.
He's helping Jeff Dunn. He's playing with Jeff Dunn.
Oh fuck!
Too.
Yeah, he's
doing triple duty.
He'll be on stage.
Triple duty, Suda. Hi,
yeah.
Suda, I love you.
Suda, we love you.
Who doesn't love Suda?
Sexually.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
The question stands. Who
the
doesn't
Jews.
Love
free with his affection.
The Jews don't love him.
The Jews don't.
I'm sorry, Suda. The Jews don't love you.
Well,
it's okay. Maybe Jew.
Maybe Jew will love him.
Jew love him, my man.
Jew love him long time.
Maybe if he changes his name to Chuta.
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 I'm sorry, that was a really shitty
that
joke.
Gets a that gets a namaste just because it was a bad pun.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that was a nice try.
Namaste.
That's better. I feel clean now.
Excellent. How's your week been, buddy?
Oh, super good. Getting ready for Mary Anarchy. Been working a lot at the station, doing lots of Aces
saw
and Wolfpack
that,
games.
Saw
for
you
baseball.
In that lovely work uniform.
Oh, you like
out of the game?
My profile pic of Cubby?
Yeah,
the bear. Yeah, I do that sometimes too.
It's
acting. Thank you.
Acting.
It was always one of my life's goals as a small child to get to dress up as a mascot and be that guy.
Dude, little kids love me. And I got that
totally.
Bear suit on. And
I always
I
wanted
at,
to do that.
I was at fucking the River Festival
kind of
this weekend. And a bunch of fine chicks like to get their picture taken with the bear, too. I'm all, that's going on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, quit pawing my ass, bear.
No. Hell no. Cubby's a gentleman.
They were
but Nick feels like exploring.
I'm a professional.
They were
they
were sticking ones into Cubby's neckline.
See, I couldn't do a mascot.
I wasn't wearing any pants.
Oh, that's so awesome. Come touch Chubby Cubby.
That's been my week.
Yeah. Come
Chubby Cubby.
Yeah. Come touch Cubby's Chubby, ladies. Sit on my lap.
Besides that, I've been loving on my Mikey, and I want to say a special hi, Mikey, because she hasn't been feeling well this week, and
everybody
loves
her. Hi, Mikey.
Get well
big hugs
soon.
And kisses.
I want her to feel better.
And another great band, too.
The Shame.
The Shame.
They're going to Gilman Street this week.
Holy
they're
going
to be at Gilman on Thursday when this comes
very
out.
Cool.
They're going to be in
that's
nice.
A big
so
deal.
If you're in the know, maybe you're listening to this while you're on the way to the show.
Yeah, baby. Hook up your Stitcher.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Awesome.
All right. So who else is weak? What did you do, Rory?
I worked. I hung out. I had a very quiet week, actually.
Really?
Yep.
I saw Riku down at
River Fest. We went to the River Fest and stuff.
Kaiser Soze. Yeah.
No!
That was actually, that was a lot of fun. We went both days. We were there for the hail and for the for the Soze. So it was two totally
Second
different
day
events.
Was awesome.
First day had its own unique charm.
Yeah, you had to come prepared.
I had coffee and whiskey. I stopped over at a lovely little coffee shop run by a friend of mine, Kara. I Being Grounded over on a second by was that Eye Candy Salon?
Yeah.
Next door to it or something. Anyway, yeah, it's a nice little shop. They've been there about a year. It's really cool. You should check it out because it's as close to everything else down there.
Right.
And, that whole area has got lots of cool shit now. And it's kind of like sometimes something will pop up and it doesn't work out and the next thing is really cool. Right. Or
It's my friend's shop. Go stop by it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it.
Go see our friend Jess at bar down there too by the park.
Totally.
Over there. That's a cool spot.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was there on the rough day when it was snowy and it hailed and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the bear.
Sexually.
And then the next day we did Moms on the Run at Reno High, and it was nice out.
Totally.
And I think I'm going to have to change the name of that event to Ass on the Grass, dude.
Ass.
Everybody's in hot runner pants and just all, damn.
That's so awesome.
I mean, I don't mean to be creepy, but these moms are awesome.
Yeah. These better than yoga pants.
I don't know. Some can be safe for yoga pants.
Mother's Day's coming up, right?
I like it.
Or actually, this will be past Mother's Day. So
Sunday.
We should say a belated happy
Sunday.
Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Oh, yeah.
This won't will be happy past birthday, Mother's Day. Mothers. It is past Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It right.
It was already yesterday.
That was yesterday.
So it's already in the past.
Even for us.
Here we are in the past talking about the past. Coming up next on the Worst Little Podcast.
So if I was smart.
Score and 20 minutes ago.
I would have said that last week if I was smart, but I didn't know I was hosting. So.
You did a great job last week.
And a lot of shit got thrown in your face at the last minute.
I actually listened to the whole episode.
You heard the whole, so what do you like the show, Rory, now that you've heard it for the first time?
It's not bad. It's not bad. No, Nick did an admirable job. I was admirable.
Thank you.
English major at its finest.
I was
great. Student loans.
It's a bottle of whiskey from Felix Danger on display right there.
Cool. Yeah, give me a shot of that.
You could pass that around.
That band was fucking awesome, though, right?
Those guys were
white
great.
Bulbs. They're
white
fucking
bulbs
great.
Are great.
Oh, damn, dude, that was white bulbs.
What? Yeah. Ah, white bulbs are cool.
Those are hell. And at least three of them were trade doable.
I think my new favorite song
the
is
Knitting Factory.
I want to get to our musical guest, Mike Reed, here very soon. But
Mike can play music.
I have a phone call.
Oh, shit, bulbs.
Phone call.
Neato.
Phone call time.
We have technology here at the
we
Worst
have,
Podcast. And we call one person.
Now,
we
can they hear out of all of us?
Sort of. Talk through me.
You can. You can
yell
hear,
at Rory.
I can
when
hear
you talk
when
to
I've called in. I can hear
yell
everybody
at,
in the room.
Yell
so.
At Rory.
Right.
If Rory's
but don't
not
yell
talking
mic,
too
right?
loud, then right. yeah,
don't yell in the mic.
No, it goes through
don't
the little
scream in here like.
Just don't do that at all.
Ever.
Okay,
you're never again.
Rick, will you just completely like fade that out for a second?
No, I'm going to put reverb on.
He might fix it
and delay.
Yeah, make me sound like God. Like
exactly.
Okay, so I'm calling these guys Dan Harmon and Kai Alfred Hillig, who are coming to St. James next Monday night. They are from somewhere up north. Damn it, I don't remember.
Canada?
I'll ask so it doesn't seem like you forgot.
Hey, awesome. That'd be perfect.
Dan Harmon.
H-A-R-M-A-N-N. No, they are acoustic.
Wasn't he on Miami Vice?
Acoustic fellas?
He was in The Walk of Shame.
Yeah, different guy.
Same. Oh, okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
It's not ringing.
Dan's cool. I like Dan. The Reno Dan.
Yeah.
Harmon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
cool.
A good guy.
I hear nothing.
Always smiling.
What's going on?
Be hearing something? Always smiling.
This is a good, happy guy.
Well, I'm hearing nothing as well.
Oh, I love it. This is great radio.
Whoop-a-doo.
Hi, welcome to Dead Air. My name is Jenny Pez Dispenser, and I'll be your representative for this flight. Yes, please.
Did someone fart?
Jeff.
Every time.
Hey, you guys mentioned having an intern. Does he fetch beer?
That is his main job.
Yes.
Fetch beer.
Does he catch
more
farts?
Beers, please?
He's already breaking the speed of sound getting it. So
I want to say happy Sweet. Birthday to Suda.
Happy birthday. Is it today? Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
We talk about him a lot.
A little bird told me that it was Suda's birthday, so happy
is
birthday.
Is that his
Suda.
White birthday or his black
little
birthday?
Face bird. Facebook tells me.
Jenny's doing a show for herself.
I am. I'm just going to amuse myself this whole time. So let me tell you about my week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jeff Dunn hosted Jub Jub's open mic.
Oh, yeah.
Which I
cool.
went to. I've had a few things happen. I played the Knitting Factory a few weeks ago.
Nice.
My mic went out when I walked on stage. Oh. But I did my set anyway, screaming it because fuck everybody. I don't give a shit.
It was awesome.
I'm a professional and yeah. I'm not going to cry over some shit like that because that's what unprofessional people do. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Reno Comics. Cry
and
about
her
it.
Voice is loud enough, too.
Yeah, I'll call you out. I'm
call
also
babies.
Yeah, and they yeah, and they yeah, sometimes can be. But you know what? There's a lot of great comics. There's a lot of big shows coming up. There's one at Third Street from Reno Comic Comedy.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and plug
the
you
beard
guys
is
in.
Here.
That,
Nate the intern has Nate entered the room. Say hi, Nate.
Hi.
Hi, Nate.
Okay.
I'm an alcoholic.
All right, hi, testing. Nate. Hey, hi. Kai?
Yes.
Hey, yes. All right.
Yay, we Woo. Love you.
I love when stuff works.
Technology works.
Okay? Whoa, there's a guy on the...
Yeah, give me a little give a little
get
boost,
a little
dude.
Closer, if you can all get a little closer.
Lick your phone.
Is that better?
Are they on speakerphone?
Are you guys on speakerphone,
no, it's
too?
Okay. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Are you touching each other?
If we did
I want to know those
if
details.
We passed it back and forth or something?
Yeah.
No,
I think
this
is good. I think this works.
We have a good volume on it. We've got it plugged into the board.
Oh, my God.
And everything.
This is such tenuous bullshit. Let's
see. All right. Rick, shut up so I can listen to the people on the phone.
Are you guys holding
Rick's
hands?
Not. You guys can't hear Rick. He's in a different room.
You always explain that to them.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. What a dick.
So we're talking to, excuse me if I butcher your names, Dan Harmon, Kai Alfred Hillig. And Brian Jackson, who are going to be at St. James Infirmary next Monday, right?
St. James.
Yeah, that's correct.
Brian's not here, though. He's he's doing tour managing, but he's not here.
Yeah, he's the guy who put me in touch with you guys. You guys are the guys actually on tour, which is cool, because that's who we want to talk to.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell me about your set. What do you guys? You guys play Americana acoustic folk music? Do you dress as clowns? What's up?
All of that, yeah. No clown suits. No, Kai and I have both been putting out records for a long time. I put out records, this is Daniel, by the way. I put out records solo, and then I did a bunch of records with my band, The Trouble Starts, and we recently broke up, and I'm back to doing solo stuff. Kind of like post-rock, big epic songs is how the Trouble Starts were, but now I'm going back to being more stripped down.
Stripped right down. Yeah,
and I,
awesome.
And I vary kind of what I do. Half the time I have like a half electronic band thing going on. Sometimes it's me and a cellist, and other times it's just me by myself. I try to mix it up quite a bit. So,
right on.
Is he bringing the cellist?
But for the tour, I'll mostly just be doing solo acoustic stuff. So,
bare bones.
So you're not going to bring the cellist or like a robot that plays
expect
music?
Expect none of that.
No,
what you're
not
saying.
This time around. Yeah, no, we're leaving them behind.
We can do it with the iPod.
Where are you guys from?
We're from the Seattle area. Dan's from Seattle, and I'm from closer to Tacoma, Washington.
Shocker. Mm,
what do you guys sound like?
It is North, Rory.
What's that?
What does it sound like?
my music?
Yeah. Like
your dick.
Give us a pitch.
Come on, pitch us.
Oh, God.
We want a reason to come to St. James Infirmary and pay for the
right.
high drinks.
Why should I go hang out with all the college kids in the fishbowl at St. James Infirmary?
Yeah, please tell me.
Well, I'd like to think that we're pretty good at writing songs and performing. If I didn't believe in it, I sure as hell wouldn't be on the road doing it.
Ooh.
You know, and I think both Daniel and I are, real serious about the craft of songwriting and wanted to put on a real good performance for folks. So, I think if folks come out, you know, they'll have a good time and they'll get to hear us kind of let loose a bit.
Probably do a lot of crying.
Well, it's just weird. Folk music out of Seattle. It's weird.
Yeah, we're both incredibly handsome, so that's the other half of it.
As long as you have that going for you, that's halfway.
Ladies,
are you guys young?
True.
How old are you guys?
I'm young.
This is Kai. I'm 31.
Oh, okay, you're not.
That's young to me.
Young but seasoned.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
41 yeah, exactly. is such
we're
a
on the older
sweet
end
number,
of young.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I just got to make sure I'm not old enough to be their mother. That's my problem.
It is a problem.
So the cougar in the room's already like, give me your grades.
I'm not a cougar. I'm a fucking saber tooth. I will jump on your back and rip your fucking head off. Okay, there's a difference.
Wow. Wow.
That's my girlfriend.
So how long are you guys on the road right now, or how long are you going to be on the road? Are you just coming down here to play Reno because it's such the mecca of culture in the West?
Exactly, yeah, that's what we've heard anyway. We've been told the streets are paved with gold and, stuff.
Fool's gold.
We're going to be on tour. The tour starts officially tomorrow in Seattle, and then we're going to work our way down into Oregon and California and stuff and come back around.
Well, happy...
Reno is... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, happy tour kickoff, then.
That's awesome.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Where can we find shirtless selfies of them?
Yeah, Rick wants to know where he can find shirtless selfies.
What a fag!
Of
you. He's such a homo.
Pretty much anywhere, I think.
Yeah, just Google shirtless and tie, and I'll be the first thing to pop up.
Literally.
Ow!
Oh,
there you go.
Look at that.
But give us a shout out. Where can we find you easy on the internet?
And by easy,
you can find my music on Bandcamp at kyalfredhillig.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, I'll have links.
Go ahead.
We're going to mock you. Sorry, guys. You don't know what kind of show this is, obviously.
Okay.
Anyway, you can find my music on my website. There's links to everything at hellotower.com.
Awesome. Hello-tower. I'll have like real links to it in the post and everything. But yeah, just on the air where people are listening in their cars.
That's awesome. All 12
listeners of the show will be sure to.
Yeah,
you'll get the worst little podcast bump.
Hey, I listen to the show. The
but
show
not
is
every
great.
Week.
Thank you very much.
Well, right on, guys. Well, we wish you well on your tour here. We'll check you out online. And hopefully, we're going to see about getting you in the studio here next week for a song or two before your show.
Ooh. That'd be nice.
That would be great. Yeah, thank you.
Fucking A.
I'll be more in touch and email in like coordinating the actual logistics of that said event. But I think that'll be a lot of fun to get you guys in here right before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
And that's Monday
Rick,
night?
Rick, can you fit him
yeah,
in?
Yeah, that's next Monday night,
both
the 19th.
Same time.
I'll tell people that there's good-looking guys going to be there.
Good-looking guys.
You'll get the Jeff Dunn bus.
It should be pretty hot next week, too.
Yeah,
we might have to take our shirts off.
Just imagine Chippendales and then lower your standards quite a bit.
Perfect for Reno.
Yeah. You just got Reno in a nutshell, literally.
Well, hey, thanks for taking your time, and thanks for waiting however long it was, like 10 years to get on the show tonight. But it was great to talk to you, and we'll see you next week.
Tell him to bring some of that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So
that's great.
And
yes,
bring some
care.
Of that. Bring some weed, man.
Bring some of that Northwest
yeah, don't you guys
Sears
have some serious?
You live next to Humboldt County, essentially. So.
Yeah, well, fuck Humboldt.
It's around.
Do you not smoke weed?
Mendocino
I'm pretty sure you
County.
Should be smoking weed.
Mendocino has.
We'll right, just we'll say Washingtonians. All right, have a great time. Good luck with the beginning of the tour, man.
Californians.
Thank you so much. You guys take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Let's knock him now. Let's just knock him now. Just kidding. I don't want to knock him.
No, once they figured it out, they're all right.
Okay, but the thing is, weird, folk music out of Seattle? Say what?
You know what?
Surprise.
They got coffee shops and they got places with pianos.
I know, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
speaking of folk core...
You got fucking Mike Reed. Mike Reed.
Yeah, but he has infected skeletons on his guitar, so it's not. He's not really folky, you know. He's not like hi, and he doesn't come on and go hi. I'm Mike Reed.
Hey,
I'm gonna cry
that.
Now into my.
Have you noticed how many more punkers are playing wooden guitars these days?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know what? And I didn't do it because it's like cool or awesome. I think I just started doing it because I wanted to for a very long time play songs that I heard around the house.
Yeah, that's well, and that's
growing
the change.
Up.
I do that.
And this is pure fun for me.
Well,
although,
pick that up.
Playing on stage just drove me fucking up a wall. It's a dichotomy, right? Being the Infecto Skeletons guitar player as opposed to doing it by yourself. Those are two different worlds, man.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm never nervous with them guys. We did Suicidal. I was not nervous. And there was a packed Knitting Factory. And I don't know. I my first show was at the Knitting Factory. Thank you, Heather Meyer. And
she's so amazing.
The scariest 25 minutes of my life. I don't know. But I've been doing it just for fun. And, you know, I wrote one or two songs. I wrote one. I'm doing one tonight that I did back when I was in prison. But I stole
it. You wrote this in prison?
Yes, just start with this one.
Did you have a real guitar in prison, or did you have to make a guitar out of wire and a
Mike
board?
Mike starts the quiz. It's story with a time. Bonus points.
Every time you mention
the prison song,
every I can time see you,
mention,
you in prison.
Every time you mention,
you would look great in a jumpsuit.
He actually made a guitar out of a toothbrush, some plastic wrap, a lighter, and some dental floss.
It's amazing.
But the capo is what really freaked it out. Like, oh my God.
The capo came with a rubber band. Cellmate holding it.
That's so awesome.
I'm sorry.
So anyways, I gotta tell the story.
Okay, so the story. They're serious, you guys.
I went to prison.
Now you don't mean par. You mean prison.
No,
right?
I mean Nevada prison.
Wow,
like
Carson.
The big boy shit. Well, I went to Carson City, but
did you rob a
so
bank?
Awesome. The story is. I plucked a car with keys in it late one night in 2005, I
don't
think,
leave
when we
your
had
keys
10 tons of snow. And, don't leave your keys in the car when it's 10 below and
Mike
there's
Reed
tons
might take
of snow.
It.
And we're drunk walking from Moana Lane to Albertsons thinking, okay, whatever, we're going to walk and get more beer. And a buddy in our little entourage says, hey, that car's got keys in it right there. And then we grab the car and we take off. We're like thinking it's hilarious. We're going to park it backwards.
Oh.
This is the dumbest, not tough reason to go to prison ever. Anyways, so we get to Albertsons. We buy beer and sandwiches. We come outside. I drive the car back.
Oh, no.
I get in it. We drive out. We pull out right onto Lakeside there. And whoop. Okay. So the cop comes up. Whose car is this? Whose car is this? And I said, well, I think I'd rather have a lawyer before I talk to you. Because I know I'm fucked right now when he asked me that question. And he said, okay, that's cool. And he it come to be that it was his stepdad's vehicle.
Oh!
In a gambling town, I'm not very good at crime, I think.
But you have an opposite of a ding.
So I ended up doing time at NNCC, and I was walking the yard, and I did have a guitar myself.
How come? How much
was pretty fucking awesome.
How much time do you get for that?
I got a 12 to 30 months.
You would think people would use the strings.
When did you get out?
People.
I went in 2007, late 2007. I got out September of 2009.
That's not terrible, though. No. That could be a lot worse.
It was after I did some bouts with probation and all that.
Yeah.
Which I'm not meant for. Anyway, so walking that yard in Carson City, and I'm going to say this right now, they have more pieces of shit on that piece of shit, little piece of shit, nine fucking blocks of whatever the fuck it is. Than they do in the whole state, all the chomo old people and some of the disgusting motherfuckers go there. So
my uncle used to run the stores.
One day, me and my cellmate are kicking it, me and my buddy Taz, who was a monster. we're hanging out, and we wrote this to the Hank Williams Jr.'s song, but it's called Gone Fishing.
NNCC inmates, supposed to be a close family, but lately some of these chomos have pissed off a few others than me. And I guess it's because I kinda like my girls of age, but them punks only like them young with no hair between the legs. kids. Why do they like boys? Why must you lure them in with candy and toys? Stop and think it over and put yourself in my position. When I lay low and stab me a mole in this never had a state prison. And I am very proud that I'm not lame, 'cause they just don't get it. This is not a game. All you rats and chomos, give an ear and come on and listen. Shit on my dick or blood on my blade, well, it's your decision. Why do they rape kids? Why do they touch lads? Why don't they understand the kids will go bad? While we talk it over, I wanna choke out all these bitches and rape them all with 10-foot poles, these chomos and snitches. I hate them all. I wish they'd die. And I hope they choke on a piece of Obie's pie. She tears a bake sale. Run to Mary Stewart. She'll give you some safe protection and PC. And leave me alone, I'm going home to take my son out fishing.
That was lovely.
Ow!
So that's a little bit of what I felt story about some of those. I don't understand. If you're more than a tier one, you should just be executed in the street.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And I had to eat with them and walk around and not kill them because I only had 30 months to do.
Well, hell yeah.
That was awesome. A really happy
That's a conversation.
Kind of took the wind out of the room.
Nothing stops the conversation like
that. Was
yeah.
a happy love song.
Yeah. That was the best Kid Toucher song I ever heard.
I either shit on my dick shit or blood on my knife.
Blood on my blade.
Woo!
That's an old prison saying right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I've
Do
heard
we
that,
really want a 15-year-old girl intern hanging out at this show?
Here we go.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I wrote this song in prison.
I wrote this song in prison. Where's the 15-year-old? We need to talk, honey.
Shit on my dick, blood
hey,
on my blade.
Hey, it's a deterrent, though, to go to prison. I think
prison
it's a deterrent
sucks.
Prison
it was
song.
Not, it's not a joke.
You know?
It's not, like, cool. Yeah. It's not, like, yeah, I'm awesome.
I don't
want to
go a little bit
prison,
more now.
But
right? Well, cheers.
Well, I brought down the mood.
Yeah,
well,
no.
That's happening.
This uncomfortable
Let's
silence brought to you by our sponsor, Felix Danger.
Felix Danger. 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 Let's
Center.
Talk about anal sex and bring it up a notch. Oh, wait. Prison. Still there.
Happy. Oh, God.
Hey, you know what we can talk about? We can talk about my show.
We could talk
on
about
Jub,
your show.
At Jub Jub's on the 31st, because that's fucking happy.
Very exciting.
I am recording a live comedy album.
If yeah. it all works.
If it all works, and
you better
Rick,
pack that
if it
place.
All works.
If Rick doesn't fuck it up, but
if I
know
don't fuck
he
it
won't
up.
Because Dogwater Studios is amazing. If you're a band and you need to record, this is the place. If you're a comic, you need to record, this is definitely the place.
Word up.
Because he can make you sound better.
Put in Rick that canned laughter. Gooder.
Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, I'm going to be Mexi Midget Comedy Presents. That's Brandon Lauer's company. I'm headlining, but I'm performing with Cliff McGrady, Stiker Nungagoski, which I can't really pronounce your last name. Sorry. He's a black guy. That's all you need to know.
I never would have guessed from the
they're
name.
They're instantly funny. Ethan Pickett.
Nick. I'm sorry.
Ethan Pickett and hosted by Brandon Lara. But basically, it's $5. We're not doing a really big guest list, but few chosen. Probably everyone in this room I would let in. Because it's going to be recorded live. It's me. You're going to get actually 45 minutes of me giving you my vast wealth of knowledge on everything from racism to my pussy, drug use, The fact that my grandma can't drive.
Do you talk about Jeff's cock?
I actually talk about Jeff's alcoholism.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, that's actually more interesting.
How about this? Can I?
That's a longer story.
Yeah.
Than my dick.
No, it's not a longer story than his
dick. Oh, oh, thank you, babe.
The sad thing is, I've seen it. And both.
Hey, I was on coke.
I've seen both.
I was on
coke. Dick don't count. I was in the pool.
So for your show here, you said you'd pretty much let anybody in. How about? Could I pass on my free pass and pay my own way to the first listener that gets a hold of me on Facebook and mentions that they want a ticket to Jenny's show?
Actually, I was going to do two tickets.
Well, I'll throw in mine as a third one.
Because we really want – I want people that like comedy and are genuinely sort of into it, because this is going to be – it's a live album, so you might want to laugh a little harder than you might normally because I'm recording it. But I'm going old school with an album because most comics, I've actually gotten feedback where they're like, why don't you just do a DVD? I'm all, because I'm funny enough, I don't need them to see the visual. There you go. How about that? Because Richard Pryor, Moms Mabley, Lenny Bruce.
Steve Martin.
Eddie Murphy, Robin Williams. Yeah. All the comics that are good didn't need that. Cheech and Chong album, Still Smoking. I mean, they didn't need... They
that's their best
that.
Format, I think.
Yeah, and they did, you don't albums. Need that. If you're talented, you don't need a DVD.
I listen to Monty Python albums on cassette, because, and they're a physical gag group because what they do, what they say comes across. So, yeah, if you're good enough, you don't need the visual.
Yeah, if you're good enough, you don't need the visual. And that's kind of why I'm doing it old school, because I'm like, really, a DVD? Who can listen to that on Pandora? Oh, wait, nobody. Who can listen to that on iTunes? Oh, another nobody. And that's what I really wanted to do. That's why, actually, me and Rick, this has been about a, what do you say, Rick, about a year coming?
Yeah, and we've been planning.
Of us talking about.
Like, how are we going to do it?
Yeah,
where are we
going to
do it?
Doing it, getting an audience together. And when this came up, I just said, you know what, let's go balls deep. Like a fucking fantastic one-night stand, because nobody's going to walk out in shame.
Are you
going to
have the making of a DVD, though?
Possibly. There's a lot of people, though, that are like, can I come and take photos? Can I come and videotape? I'm like, do whatever you want, dude. I don't care. It's still $5. mainly because we want to pay the other comics, too. I don't want the other comedians that are supporting me on this to not get their due. They're all fantastic comedians. Not one comedian on there is bad. Not one. And there are some... fucking phenomenal comics in this town. In fact, another show I'm going to bring up, because I go to Third Street. I'm going to be there, actually. It's in the past, though, but I'm going to be at Jub Jub's tonight, Monday night, hosting. And I'm the only comic, by the way, that's always asked back to Jub Jub's to host, because I don't give a fuck. Funny's funny. I don't need a comic audience to manage it. But I also do open mic at Third Street on Wednesday nights. I'm doing that. And I also, you've got Wildflower on Tuesday nights, which I haven't done yet. Sorry, Mike McMillan. I really need to get there. Great Basin has a great comedy night if you like 14-year-olds. Sorry, Basin.
Overrated.
Talking shit.
I know.
Thank you, Chief.
Hey, I talk shit. I'm known.
Breaking news. I'm just messaging to say that I could have won the contest for Pez tickets, but I'm gaming out of town.
Who's that?
Felix Danger.
I love Felix. Totally could have.
Listening live.
But the
first and the first only one.
Yes, that is our first text message
nice.
On the air.
Reno Comedy Showcase number 5 at 3rd Street is on the 16th. and they're having Stephen Ferrey, who I honestly don't know. I'm sorry. Alfonso Portella, another one I don't know. Pat Shillitoe is hosting, though. But the comics
we don't know
coming,
him.
Pat's a good guy.
The comics,
get on mic.
The comics that are coming, they were local comics. Alyssa Cowan, who if you haven't seen yet, she's incredible. Charlie Woodman is amazing. And Will Kandaris is amazing, too. They're all local Reno comics that I would go see and laugh at. So that says a lot, because I wouldn't mention the show if I didn't think it was good. I really wouldn't, and that's a fact. But there's a lot of comedy coming up. Reno, get out there.
Reno comedy.
We actually have really started to embrace comedy, where we sort of didn't. I played with Bobby Slayton. a few months ago, maybe
sexually.
A year now. Yeah, I did. I actually, it was funny. One of the comics, I did a picture with Bobby Slayton where we touched tongues and embraced because it's Bobby Slayton. Come on. And one of the comics walked by and said, "Hey, Bobby, I get tested after that." And he looked at me and said, "Hey, pal, you're just pissed off because she only fucks headliners." And I'm like, that's true.
Burn.
That is true. Thank you, Bobby. But he's awesome. And but everyone later said, I was the only one he talked to and was really cordial with. And I'm all, because I didn't suck his midget dick.
Bobby,
he's a nice guy.
Bobby and I are great friends.
He's a nice guy.
Right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Bobby loves you, as a matter of fact.
Ew, I bet he does.
Way to be.
Fuck you, Rory. Yeah.
Bobby's my best friend.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
See, he's in love.
Yeah.
But I like, though, that he, he's one of the comics I look up to because he's outspoken and he doesn't pull punches. And I always say the best thing about comedy is comedy doesn't apologize. We don't have to. We have the brilliancy. And the only other fuck part about comics, though, is that if anyone fucks up on stage, there's no one to look back on and go, "God, why didn't you do your part?" Oh, wait, it's only me doing my part.
Like one man.
I know. I'm like, I wish I was in a band sometimes, because at least if I fuck up, I can be like, "You fucking assholes, you missed."
Or they can carry you.
Yeah,
you know?
They can carry you.
You can fuck up and catch back up and no one knows.
Well, when my mic went out at the Knitting Factory, there was no one to be like, "Oh my God, we're all..." It was like, "Oh, well, fuck you." Yeah, no one was there.
Save me.
But the interesting part is...
I'm number one.
I've gotten tons of gigs because of that gig.
Right.
Because of the professionalism I showed by not getting upset and walking off stage. I said, "Fuck this microphone," and threw it to the ground and just kept screaming my set. Because I'm all, it's not going to get any better and I'm not going to cry over this.
Right.
Because professionals don't do that. And that's one thing I've learned.
The show must go on,
yeah. And your vocal cords are like a PA system.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've hosted many an open mic night sans microphone.
Yeah, you have to just move on. And I know, but I've actually seen a couple bands that have done that, that have had their PA go out. But then again, I've seen a band at Shays, I won't mention the band, had their PA go out. And they were really working to fix it. The band literally was like, "Fuck this shit." And they were an out-of-town band, and they stomped off the stage, like throwing their little fit up at the bar until Bishop finally got it working. And I'm like, "You guys look like cunts. Are you kidding me, you little bitches? Get up there and do your job." Because I've seen Liver Scars have a problem, and Felix kept screaming.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, you guys didn't even miss... I mean, you missed the beat for a minute because you were like, "Whoa, whoa." But you guys kept going and still had a good time and were joking around and doing your thing, but nobody cried over it.
No, we'll talk about it later at practice.
Yeah,
right. Be like, "That sucked, but
that's
we
a
don't
professional.
Say shit while
that's
we're doing
a professional,
it.
Though. They say, well,
forward
okay,
movement.
Yeah. You don't sit there, because I think it also sends a message to people like, these are little bitches. And that's not what you want people to remember.
No.
That's why when
we're
people
like,
talk
nothing
to me,
can stop us. Fuck your PA.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll keep going.
Absolutely. Right. And that's why that's people that stop me and go, I've had people say to me, "Aren't you the girl from the Knitting Factory whose mic went out?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's me."
Yeah.
"And you do the Travis Fistfuck joke?" That would be me. They're like, "Awesome. You're so awesome, dude. We totally saw that, and you didn't even give a fuck. You just threw the mic on the ground." I'm
My
all,
folks came to that. They liked it a lot.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Joke. They're like, "Well, she is."
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Well, they liked that she stayed on stage.
They didn't like the fist fuck joke?
Well, I'm sure they would.
Travis.
They love fist fuck things.
Humor.
Yeah.
Jeff's dad did a porno. It's called Larry Does Larry.
That's worth a Google.
It's just basically his dad and his job jerking off. So it's awesome.
No. Hey, I love you guys. Me and Felix are going to head out.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
Go play some punk rock.
Oh, we get to at the alley. Thanks, Chapin and Jeremy.
Oh, let's play Nick
thanks
off.
Thanks, you guys, for being on the show. Mike Reed, that song was awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I will listen to the rest of the episode to catch up with everything else that goes on tonight.
Woo!
Nick Ramirez, ladies and gentlemen.
Nick Ramirez, hell yeah.
Tonight only, he'll be appearing at the alley with his band Liver Scars and Total Chaos.
But you already missed it.
And his name is... Nick Ramirez.
Nickles. Nicky.
Bam.
Well, speaking of playing them off, let's have another song or two from Mike here.
Now it just
I heard you have a couple of short songs. You got a couple things under 2 minutes.
Now it just became a four-way. Awesome.
Yeah. Right, I got
I
one.
Miss him.
I got the only other one I've written so far.
Nick, you miss him already?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a little teary-eyed.
I feel like half a man.
I kind of feel like I want to go, like, backwards because we have comedy tonight. So
back that ass up, Mike. Ow!
Do you know any dumb covers on acoustic guitar?
No. I'm very serious. I want to put tears back in people's beer. I want to catch people who are coming into the bar and just their woman just broke up with them, and I want to catch them crying.
Oh, my God. I love that.
That's what I want to do. That's most of
my. Are you
going to
do Jub Jubs tonight? Open mic? You should.
I could.
You come play. Come play afterwards.
She's hosting. Yeah.
I'm
going to play.
I'll
come
be playing.
Do some
Rory's
going to
play.
And I got a couple songs that are, you know, a little more risque, a little more upbeat to try to, like,
fuck
not
it,
let
it.
Anybody walk out and kill themselves. Because I do want to, like, sing some of the softer, sad stuff.
God,
I
hope I find a cutter
know,
in the bathroom
wanna,
after you play.
I could kill my own self and
this
be
is
happy.
This is what happens when you repress eam. It turns into country.
This is what happens when you get your heart broke 1,000 times and you're just like
and you're a hardcore dude in a band who plays
and you, like,
rough
and you go
metal
to prison
guitar.
And all the cliches.
I
no,
hope I find a cutter in the bathroom.
I literally honestly 100% started doing it because it was my parents played it all my life and there's songs all over the place and I'm going to make t-shirts. Everybody come get them. They're going to say on the front George Strait was the coffin and on the back it's going to say Garth Brooks is the nail.
I will so wear that shirt
so,
everywhere.
And it's going to be awesome.
I
so.
Will totally wear that fucking shirt.
And, I, you know, I'd play a lot of covers, but I like them.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me? I need a place and ad with you today. Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it start right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything. I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should read. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. One chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, that's all I want to say. I just hope these two lines get to her. Everything. And she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loves. One chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
Ow!
This thing, nice. This screen in front of my face, this is. It fucking throws me off a little bit. But.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Do you want to lick it?
Right. Maybe. There, or the few beers I drink.
There's not enough whiskey in the world to fill the hole in my heart right now.
That helps. See, like, this is a work in progress, you know.
No, it's good.
I think it's lovely.
I like this side of Mike.
I think I got one more, and we'll go ahead and jabber some more, I think.
Okay. Make it quick.
This is my favorite guy out there singing right now. She's gone back to whoring. That's what I heard. She's somewhere snoring with some old rich bird. You know the things that I gave her must have got kind of boring. The last that I heard, she done gone back to whoring. She's gone back to whoring. This ain't her first rodeo. She's making a fortune screwing dudes she don't know. I asked her, she told me, darling, it's my job. Suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Suck the corn off a cob. She's gone back to whoring. This ain't her first time. I got some loving, but I'm down to my last dime. She looked like an angel, but my life's a wreck. I'd go from hell straight to heaven if she'd take a check. She's gone back to whoring. She's a good girl. She got fishnet holes and too much Jerry curl. I miss her when I'm lonesome, when I'm horny real bad. She ain't too cheap, Lord, but she's the best that I've had. She's gone back to whoring.
Awesome.
So
I love Jenny's something. Commentary mid-song. That's fucking rad.
I just needed to warm. I should have warmed up maybe before I played.
I think it's great. Yeah. I don't know. Are you better normally?
That was a lot. That song was a lot better. I should have warmed up a touch, but it's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, but, and I love that you fucking used that line.
So when a,
the, did you? I mean, nobody even you didn't even know we had Riku saying that, huh?
Uh oh. What is she saying?
She could take chrome off a trailer hitch.
Shut your mouth, Riku.
Yeah, and
then, don't talk about me.
After I,
you know, she just hears these things. I don't know. I don't know where she, where she learns them, Uncle Rick.
I love
make her
those
say
samples.
That, and then after she says it to me, she says,
"What's that?"
I have to make up a story.
What was the chrome off a trailer hitch story, Rick?
Well, I said, you know, it's like a girl who could take the chrome off a trailer hitch. You know, like she's, I didn't say like with her mouth because she sucks great dick,
know.
Riku.
Right.
Like I didn't, so, like, so.
I didn't say
but,
that.
But like with a belt sander and tools.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, because with
you
your
need
luck,
to
she'd,
do that.
She'd say that to her grandma. She'd be like, she can take the chrome off a trailer hitch because she sucks dick. It's like, what?
No code at all. Kids have no filter either. They just say whatever.
Oh, yeah, when they don't know what it is. Like, okay, sure, you're an adult. I'll do what you tell me to do. I trust you. And, okay, I'll say these words that don't mean anything to me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Tag it.
Yeah. So, honey.
That's what she always calls
it. She knows what that word is now.
And she never said that, but I bet it's pretty funny.
Tag it.
Yeah.
Would you like some Vagisil?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Please, I want to hear her ask that at this lady in the store that's like standing in the feminine hygiene product. She thought, would you like some badges? No, the lady be like, shut your mouth. Whose child is this? I'm all, not mine. I'm just watching her. She says it in a deep voice. Would you like some badges?
Would you like some badges?
How are your pussy willows doing, darling?
She saw you got it itchy on your meat curtain? Just curious.
No. Wow.
Oh, Kathleen Turner has the sexiest voice.
For a man. She used to be a man. Kathleen Turner's had a sex change.
Oh, my God.
She did.
As much as Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite.
And both of those things are 100% true. Yes.
Mm. So is Angelina Jolie. That's Brad Pitt. He's gay. She likes her balls.
That's awful.
So, Mike, other than Mary Anarchy, what else you got lined up this summer?
What are you doing? Right now, I have
I know you've
June...
got Infecto shit happening, too.
Yeah, Infecto Skeletons will be at Jubb's on June 1st with SNFU, Nihilist Cunt, and
I just love that name.
Machine Gun Vendetta. And Ninja Slaughterhouse.
Machine Gun Vendetta is awesome.
Yeah.
Metal Till Your Eyes Bleed.
That'll be punk up your ass, yeah. I guess.
Hashtag Heather Meyer again.
Yes, Heather Meyer. Yeah. Wow. She's been kicking ass.
Dude, she's like one of the biggest music contributors that I have ever seen as far as a chick really fucking doing it. She
brings it. Things happen, blah, blah, blah. People talk shit. But just as far as somebody who's putting her ass out there all the time and doing stuff no matter the criticism. She's earned her chops.
She just has numbers. If anybody wants to question Heather Meyer, just look at her numbers. Watch her Tuesday night go the fuck off and fill Jubb's.
Go to her promoter.
It's her job.
Her weekly promoter meeting.
She tackles it as seriously, more seriously than most people tackle their 9-to-5s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Anyone that says anything, I'm all go to her promoter meetings and then talk shit about it because she really works her ass off. Me and her have had discussions
about it.
She doesn't fuck around and she doesn't. She does everything she's supposed
to
do.
Was that her idea?
The meetings promoter thing? Yeah.
That's the coolest thing to keep a community together, you know?
Anyone and everyone's invited from showgoers to
even if
bands,
you're not invited to,
venues, to
the event,
to
go
bar
ahead
owners.
And join it and show
and
up.
Come in and hang out. Yeah,
she wants your legitimate input, too. And if it's a good idea, she will definitely listen to it. You know,
well, it's a community of people that are
the country might
to
not be a democracy
ideas,
anymore,
you know?
But the scene still can be.
Yeah, it sounds hippie, but you know, share your ideas, share stuff. Like I heard about the podcast from going to those meetings.
Yeah,
I've never gone.
Like, oh well,
to.
Can Infecto Skeletons come and sweat and be stinky in this room with you guys and hang out? You know. And
eventually, after long consideration and trying to pick the right time of year, the answer was maybe.
But we finally overcame, and we came in, and we did it, and it was fun. And just stuff like that, radio DJs show up, all kinds of people show up. Like, if you own a venue, if you put out, Spencer and Lacey were there from Shays last week.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And for the last meeting, and I've been to every one of them just because I think if I'm in the area, I'm going to be able to say I've been to every one of them.
Well, and it's nice, too, that Spencer and Lacey were there from Shays because Shays is really starting to become a bit a music venue. Like, they used to just always be sort of like, oh, we're going to play Shays. Let's move the pool table and hope for the best.
No,
and they actually went out and built a stage and got it together.
Oh, and Shays shows go off. They're
fun. No, they're a legit
they're
venue
a lot
in
of
the
fun.
Scene. No, and that's cool that they'll go, like, you know.
Well, and I've had bands play there, the Friends bands, Kittenhead and stuff, that, you know, a few people showed up. There was no cover. It was on a weird night. And they still got paid. Spencer still went out of his way to make sure they got paid. And I was like, you know, I used to think you were such a douchebag. But
Spencer's awesome.
Sorry, Spencer. But they really...
Spencer does know how to treat bands right.
He does. He absolutely. Really... That is one of the few things.
As long as you're not a dick.
As long as you're not a dick,
if you're a dick, fuck you.
They don't even really think about Shays, fighting in there. Shays is a bar, too, that really treats their bands well.
Yeah.
They treat them well. They're not messing around. But you also have to... Bring it. You know, you can't come and go, oh, yeah,
and
we're a band and expect, and bring an entourage of 30 people and go, do we get free drinks all night? You can't have some respect. That's why a lot of these bands sometimes really, I'm going to get on my soapbox a little.
when I used to book bands and they would bitch about, oh, we don't get a bunch of free drinks. Oh, we don't get hey, you're lucky you have a fucking stage to play, you ingrate. Who are you? And especially I noticed, too, it was a lot of bands that were coming from their hometowns where they got all this stuff because they know everybody.
Right.
And I'd go, okay, but you're lucky you're getting the door. Because I know venues that unless you sold tickets prepaid, you're not getting anything. So shut your mouths and do your jobs and quit complaining.
Oh, I worked at a club once where the rule was the entire band got one drink per five people that were in the venue.
Yeah, see?
It was a headcount thing. And it's like, bring more people, get more drunk.
Hey.
Right. Incentivizing it, I thought it was clever. Yeah. Never worked out.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think, too, sometimes when they talk about clubs and stuff, I'm all, did you bounce, look in the mirror today and check yourselves, too? Because some of you guys, your sense of entitlement, I don't know how you can fit through the door with that giant head of yours. You're not that good.
So. Nobody cares about your band.
Yeah, nobody.
Period. It's up to you to go around and make people care about
unless you force
your
them
band.
To.
Exactly.
You need to go around and fucking do it. And otherwise, stay in your garage.
Like, I'm not a particular fan. I think the guys fucking are really sweet, but they're really young, and so it's hard for me to be like, yay. But Crush, those little kids work
ass.
Their fucking... Those kids work their asses off. They play any show they can get their little gritty
and
teenage
really,
hands on.
They're interactive with their fans. They
absolutely.
Take time out to like... Yeah, and it's not just because it's my kid, because I've seen them do it with other kids, too.
Right.
But they take the time out with, like, little kids who are into their music to, like, take pictures with them and sign
their
stuff.
Yeah, they really do.
Keep trying to learn music, you know.
Well, and as a result, Riku is in love with them.
Yeah.
So when she's, like, 15, she'll be like, I totally know them from when I was, like, 8.
And these guys are still, like, in their mid-30s recording music in different bands or whatever. She's going to be one of their customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they sold an extra ticket because she made me go.
Right.
Like, Uncle Rick, you have to go. Like,
well, yeah, me and her have had a talk about it, too, and she's like, oh, I love Jimmy.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
I'm like, who doesn't, you little...
Yeah.
But I'm old enough to be his mom.
Riku.
I'm old enough to be his mom, though. It's a little creep me out a little. I'm like, when I was on, because I was on the show with them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
how
old are you? And he's like, 19. I'm all, what? I could be your mom and not like your teenage Unwed mother that had you when I was like 15. I'm talking like
your
real mom. Like I was in my 20s when I had you.
Like years
to
spare.
That is a problem. That is a problem for me. Well, that's what happens when you get older and are still doing things and going into bars.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you guys mind so much, but I now have to say, how old are you? And they're like, I'm 21, babe. I'm like, I'm your mother. Get away from me.
It's creepy. On my end too.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, under 25 is la la la.
Yeah,
la,
it's
la,
like
la.
They're all. And then my favorite. I like older women.
Do you have
a
driver's license?
I can teach you to what? Go to Boy Scouts? What can I teach you, kid? Like seriously, I'm uncomfortable.
How to do a crossword puzzle? What?
I have to take a nap before I go out and do a show these days. You know.
Oh yeah.
And if I do go out,
I like to do that.
If I do go out and tie one over, I mean, it used to be I could go out until like 4 in the morning. Come home, pop a couple Advil, wash my face, eat some toast, pass out, get up at 8, go to work, and I'm there.
3 days.
Right.
Yeah, now, yeah. Now it's like I go out, and I'm like, the next day,
Do I have any sick hours left?
Yeah, do I have any? Yeah, can I call in Monday? It's just awful. Because I have friends that it's like a running joke. They're like, hey, you want to go out, Jenny? I'm like, yeah. What time? 9. Okay, I can take a nap from like when I get off at 5, and then I can take a nap till like 7:30, get up, and they're like, why do you need a nap? I'm old. I'm fucking old.
I just took a nap.
Yeah, before we came here. Yeah,
he means just now.
I can rage and monster all night long, but man, like I need a nap first.
Yeah,
I need a nap, and it's just that's how it is. But I mean, I have younger friends that are like, dude, I totally was out all night, and then I had to be to work at 8, and I'm all, really?
Yeah.
How'd you manage that? They're like, I'm fine. I'm all, oh.
These days, I'd pass out by 9:30.
Yeah.
Like I mean, and when I say pass out, not like just uncomfortably, go to sleep. No, I'd be like walking somewhere mid-step and just collapse and hit my head on the ground and have a concussion.
Yep.
Jeff's parents literally, okay, his parents, we're over at their house the other night and it's like 6 o'clock. They're all, okay, well, we'll see you later. Because they get into bed at like 6:30.
Right.
And just watch TV and fall asleep. I'm like, that is so me. Like,
when they get up at 3:30 now or 4. I mean, it, every year it's a half an hour earlier, and they're not that old to me. It was like,
and I thought the older you get, the less sleep you need.
Right?
You're up at weird hours thinking and doing like that's when I'm
going to
be.
Yeah, your back hurts, so you can't sleep.
That's when I'm going to be a great writer. When I'm going to have all the time in the world to write.
Well, and as you get older,
but you'll be sleeping.
Yeah. And as you get older too, I remember when you were younger, you'd be like futon. Yeah. Now I'm like, is this a pillow top king size?
Yeah. Is this a Serta, like,
I would rather sleep on a concrete floor than a bad bed.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you remember when you could fall asleep in a car without having your neck hurt for 4 days?
Right?
Fuck.
Yeah. So we're
not
old.
Like that anymore.
No, because I haven't ever not driven the car. I'm a dad now.
Okay.
I'm always the one driving.
That's a thing, too. I remember when I could fly in an airplane for like 8 hours and go somewhere, and I'm like, do you have my neck ring? I need my neck ring so I can maybe sleep on the plane. And even then, yeah, it's...
I got to make sure I'm wearing like comfy clothes, but not too pajama-y, but comfy clothes that are like pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga pants.
She has her bingo daubers with her.
He knows me. That's true. So awful.
The little pet
is that,
suitcase.
Do you hear that?
Is
that
police.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
Run.
Are you still on probation?
Did you steal another car,
okay.
Mike?
I'm
Jeff,
I'm free.
Did your monitor go off?
Yeah. I'm free and clear.
I've
done nothing.
He's got a booze monitor, and I always go, I want to just blow on it with liquor on my breath to see if it actually works. And he's like,
no,
shut up.
That's a really bad idea.
I know, right? Well, me and Amber.
Jeff's friend, I'm going to say that's a really bad idea. As your friend, that's kind of funny. But as Jeff's friend,
Amber Rippey came over the other day, and she was kind of drunk, and we're both like discussing it while he's kind of napping on the couch, Jamal. Maybe we could see if we rub rubbing alcohol on it, if it's actually going to go off. I'm just curious.
I was sitting too close to Amber, and she drinks like a fish, like vodka, so I was like putting my leg away from her so her breath wasn't getting close to my leg.
Intoxifying the air.
I know,
monitor.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I once banged a guy, and while I was holding his legs up, I noticed he had one of those fucking bracelets on his ankle. And I was like, wow,
banged a guy.
This suddenly got hotter somehow.
You know? You're banging like an escape house arrest convict.
Exactly. I know, right?
That was great.
It's fucking awesome.
I was wondering if that was, and yeah, I was there.
You're such an asshole, dude.
I was being thrown to the wolves in another room.
No, that was a different night, but same guy.
Hey, while your friend's taking a while to come back out here, hey, do you mind if we? Hey, you wanna do some bumps? Hey, all right, cool. Hey, while your friend's still on here, hey, you mind if we pop in a movie? Okay, cool. Hey,
it's a porno.
Oh, wow. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah, this is a gay porno. Uh-huh.
Next thing you know,
Rory's while your friend's still not here, you know, mind if we all take our shirts off? Wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
Oh my god.
Walked home from the area of Gym Boys to Sparks, cursing Rick's name the whole time.
Oh my god!
I met a guy. We were in the room doing the rosary, and
Rory
was out in the living room with his two friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know you get a fucking straight twink guy, give him a bunch of meth, put on a gay porn, and
oh my god,
you never know,
right,
Rory? You
just
never
had
know.
A flashback.
I have
Me
that
too.
Flashback a lot Twitch. On this. Show.
Me too. I just had a flashback.
I was I there?
I think you're the one that put in the porn.
Did I put it? I think I might have put in the porn.
Yeah.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
That's two cocks, three cocksuckers in this room.
Right? Yeah.
Mike, you're the weird one.
And as far as we know.
And he was in prison.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
He did time. So.
The quiz has yet to come.
Oh, yeah.
So to speak.
I love the quiz.
Speaking of, let's have another song, Mike, and then we'll hop into the quiz.
Oh, quiz time?
Yeah. Well, wait. What time is it now? Should we just go right into the quiz?
Oh, it's almost 9.
Oh crap! It's 9. Short quiz for Mike.
We got Jeb.
Okay. Short.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. It's my show, and I've lost all the fucking questions.
That's okay.
No, I've refound them. Weird. I have two identical notebooks. Anyway, Mike, what's the first album you ever bought?
I think I answered this before.
Oh no!
But I might be lying. I think the first album I bought was The Who's Next.
It's a good choice. Jenny.
It's a really good choice. Oh, first album I bought?
Yeah. Think fast.
Single or album?
Oh, whichever. Spent
first
money
album,
on.
Gary Numan, Cars.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bad. I lied. It
oh,
was
no,
N.W.A.
Excuse me. I lied, too. It's Devo. Freedom of choice.
Yeah, you both have lost points for lying. Jeff.
Sorry. Spent money Fuck on?
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, bought okay. your money.
Not then, stole or was given to. Yeah.
Okay. Then that would have to be... It was... No, I won the Rick Astley tape.
He loses points right there.
Why?
Actually,
no,
ones
he hasn't
get higher
quite,
points
he, and he hasn't quite said anything that he's lied about. He said no before he revealed it.
I think it was Straight out of Compton.
I answered that last time I was here.
I think it was because my mom took it away from me.
Yeah, I had to buy it with secret money.
How often do you masturbate, Michael?
Nowadays, not very often.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. She's pretty awesome.
Awesome then. Jenny?
5-6 times a week, maybe.
Jeff?
Less than that.
Good answer.
When you're searching the internet for inspiration for said activity, what's your favorite keyword to search, Jenny?
Porn sites.
Donkey show.
Larry does Larry.
I said the same thing I think last time, but it's still bubble butt.
Ass guy.
Awesome.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first? Jeff.
Lover.
Mike.
Brother.
Jenny.
Mother.
Oh.
That's hardcore.
I want her to die.
What is your favorite drunk food? Jenny.
Jim Boys.
All around. When did you lose your virginity? You've all said this before, so don't make a big deal out of it.
11.
14.
Awesome.
Late bloomer.
Have we not talked about this?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Your babysitter.
What was your first rock show? Jenny.
Power Slave with Iron Maiden.
Nice.
Metallica here at Lawler.
Nice.
Motley Crue.
Nice. All solid answers. This is hard to score. What was the best lie you ever told, Mike?
Lie or
I
law?
Didn't do it.
Lie. It's the best lie you've ever
nice
told.
Nice in general.
I don't know how he got in my room, Mom.
Jeff?
That's just sugar.
That's actually pretty good.
I gotta remember that question. I think I already know who's gonna win the quiz
tonight.
Last question, who are you going to get into a fist fight with tomorrow? Anybody in history?
Jeff Dunn.
She's just playing the odds.
Right there.
Anybody in history?
Jeff's.
Muhammad Ali.
Fuck yeah.
Dude,
go for the greatest.
Take it.
Even if you get your ass kicked, you got your ass kicked by
the
greatest of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
I said this last time, it was Celine Dion, but I think who's been pissing me off lately a lot would have to be either Regis Philbin.
Oh my God, awesome.
I think it would be a great thing because everybody likes him.
I would pay to see the shit out of him.
And
Regis, that's one of my best answers.
People would be like,
ever,
why
dude.
Did you do that? Why did you beat up Regis? Well,
say,
you know. What?
Hey, Mike, wanna come back and have some butt sex with me back at
Bam? Hey, you know, I made all kinds of money being a jackass for 50 years.
All right, rapid fire questions. Rick, take it over.
Okay, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair.
Gay.
I knew I could count on the two of you. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Fuck. And what
Elvis.
Would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or... Oh, I screwed that up. Would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Lou Gehrig's.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Nobody ever picks Lou Gehrig's. God bless you, Jenny.
I want to remember my shaken.
Shaken your bacon.
Ignorance is bliss.
Right?
Fucking A. Okay.
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
God, Jeff, you're so weird.
I hate throwing up. I'm an alcoholic. Jesus. I've done it for the past 20 years.
um, 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 Oh, fuck it. Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Oh, that's a good one.
Indiana Jones.
Shit. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Chocolate or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Good for you.
Bacon or the above?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Duh.
Bacon. You're going down on a girl. You discover bacon in her vajayjay. Do you eat it?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
All the way.
Awesome. See, you guys understand the joys.
Especially a nice crispy piece that you can burp 10 hours later and be like, some, oh my God, that bacon was delicious.
Some with the fat on it on the end, you know? Like,
real crunchy. Mm.
Get a little nice rubbery and flavored.
Would you rather be on top or bottom?
Bottom.
Bottom.
That sucks bottom. For you, too.
Ah, nice. A lot of catchers in the room. This would be a horrible
baseball
team.
Did you mean my
team.
Face on top?
Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't specify.
Yeah.
Crap. Nick knows them all by heart.
Oral or anal?
There you go. Oral or anal, Jenny?
Anal.
Oral.
Oral.
This is my girlfriend.
Have you ever tasted your own number three?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do not sound happy about that.
Yeah. And I'm all, yeah, yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to call that's the end of the quiz.
Woo, quiz.
And by a very narrow margin, mostly just due to the 1,000 points he got for the prison song in the very beginning of the show. Our winner is Mike Reed.
Yeah, all Mike! Right.
Hey.
Jeff was a close runner-up, and
hey, my
Jenny's
record is now
dick was
two
in the dirt.
And zero. I am 2-0.
She does have
podcast.
A bigger dick. She does have a bigger dick than all the rest of us,
sure.
And that's why she trips up on it a lot, and it gets kicked into the dirt.
I do. But hey, you know what? I want to mention something though, real quick, because I've been messaging him actually. Everyone needs to hit up Zach Damon in Screeching Weasel.
Oh, he's got tickets.
He's got tickets for sale. Hard tickets. You have to private message him though to get them. Because they are sold out completely on the website.
Yeah.
So if you want tickets,
you need to get a hold of Zach
because I'll tell you right now, they're limited.
I'm so
and I actually
off.
Just messaged him.
Screeching Weasel.
I just messaged
That's
him
right.
though, and I've got two tickets for
I'm
me
so
and Jeff
mad.
Dunn. But I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about that because they're paying June. I can't remember the date.
I fly back into town at 10 o'clock on the 22nd. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
so
it's,
like,
it's,
my ooh. Pussy really hurts over this one. Like, really, this is the second time I've missed seeing Screeching Weasel. Once was almost 20 years ago.
Right? Oh, man.
I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah, if you don't
mad.
Go,
it's a bucket
I'm sorry.
List thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I was even in Chicago, and it just didn't work out.
Well, and they just came back from Europe doing a big, huge tour and played a bunch of stuff there. So I'm just telling everyone because
Screeching Weasel in Reno. This is never going to happen again. Don't kid yourself.
But yeah, if you private message Zach Damon, D-A-M-O-N.
I don't know how many he has left.
I don't know either.
But he has some.
I have tickets reserved right now. I just messaged him.
By Thursday, they're probably all going to be gone.
Hey, you know.
You never know, though. Take a chance.
Ask him, though. Yep. He might be generous enough to hold them for you.
Because
he knows you, too, and you know him, and so he might. So if you know him and you guys really want to go, Suda, I know you really wanted to go. You might want to hit him up.
Happy birthday,
but I
pal.
Just, yeah, happy birthday. But I just hit him up, and I got my two. So for sure. And, yeah, go. Go to Screeching Weasel.
Hey, Jeff, could you hand me that?
This?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Thank you.
I needed that.
Seagram 7.
Mm.
Felix Danger.
Yes. Thank you, Felix, Felix Danger. Also, we can't go a whole episode without a shout-out to our main sponsor, Reno Computer Fix.
So amazing.
Reno Computer Fix on South Wells near the Dandelion Deli and the Engraver's Shop. They're right in the little parking lot there. You can't miss them. And they are awesome. They'll fix your computer for really cheap. They'll get you a refurbished one. They'll recover your data. They'll show you great, cheap, and legal ways of making all of your dreams come true.
Porn?
I don't know about that. I'm just saying, all of you know, people who want to get away from cable. People want to get away from cable. You want to lose that bill. They can hook you up with the right kind of streaming services that will fit your budget. And they're awesome. And they sell art on the walls. And they have hot chicks that are in there. And they play video games a lot. So, RenoComputerFix.net. Check them out.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thanks, Maxie. So I think we're kind of running to the end of the show because Jenny and I got to run to an open mic night here.
Heck yeah, we do. Suck a
but Mike, can we get one more song? Can we squeeze a song out of you like a ripe tomato?
I think so.
Awesome. What are you going to play for us now? Is it a murder ballad? Is it about like blowing up a building full of people?
No.
Or a mine collapsing on poor blue collar workers?
Mineshaft?
Like an old Peabody mine, don't care about us people, kind of.
Oh, mineshaft. Well, I thought that was what a German guy called his dick.
Mineshaft.
Mineshaft.
I got one for the conservative man out there. And this seems to be my most popular song so far. And who knows what the fuck why. But anyway.
I wish a buck was still silver and it was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free line behind us now, and all the good times really over. Chance at all for the flag or the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford in a Chevy. Still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free line. Now and all the good times really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and the joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Ch- a Ford and a Chevy. Still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free line behind us now. Ford and Chevy still last 10 years like they should. You know the best of the free life still yet to come. You know the good times ain't over for good.
Ow!
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Mr. Mike Reed appearing at Merry Anarchy this coming weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you think you're doing this weekend. You're going to Merry Anarchy.
Yeah, you are. It's
celebrating
Emily.
10 years of Reno taking care of its own. This year particularly being Keely Davis, a young lady with Down syndrome, and our very good friend
Emily
Reese, who has cancer for the second time because she's just that strong of a bitch.
She keeps beating that awesome. Shit and coming back with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
huh?
And well, that ain't cheap. So, as usual, we're getting together, losers helping losers, to take care of our own in the Reno scene. It's a family show. It's a family-friendly show for the daytime. And you should all be there and support a good cause. $10 minimum suggested donation. We are going to have a silent raffle. Silent auction and a raffle. Silent raffle would be weird.
You just sit there.
A silent raffle.
And I'll sign the numbers to the audience.
I would totally do that, though. I'd be like, yeah.
Where there might be live art happening. There's going to be craziness. There's going to be a lot of great acts. 35 bands in 2 days. Nick read off the list last week. I don't have it on me right now.
I'm at 6:30 on Friday. I will be playing.
Lighter Thief is 3 o'clock Saturday, and Princess Balms is 3:30 Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
So get there early.
And our headliners are like, yeah, they're post-war, stabby unicorn on one day, and then the
Vague Choir.
And
some out-of-town
Sisters
bands.
Doom.
Sisters Doom. And some out-of-town bands, too. Both days we have out-of-town bands. We started it with Kittenhead, and now it's turning into a thing. People want to be a part of our show.
It's pretty amazing. Oh, and I'm supposed to mention Kittenhead's looking for a guitarist if anyone wants to make the journeys back and forth.
If I could make journeys, I would go.
Yeah, because they're an incredible band.
Rad.
And
they're fun.
They're great. Dee Dee, Kivi, all of them. I've known them. I brought them here for the first time to Reno, and I love those bitches. They're so amazingly talented and fun.
I was glad I was there as the backup contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
When they came to town
absolutely.
Too.
Me and Rory, when they contacted me, and I'm like, well, you want to talk about Merry Anarchy? And I honestly didn't think that they would be down for it, but they're so damn talented. It's like, what?
And they want to play shows and help people out.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Do.
You have a stage they can play on? Fucking A.
This is the 10th year anniversary. I don't know if anyone has said that.
So. For Marianne, and if anyone doesn't know what Merry Anarchy is about, Marianne Posto was an incredibly amazing, wonderful person that I actually had the privilege of knowing as a friend. And her passing is what sort of facilitated the beginning of this for Nick. Mm-hmm. At the time, Nick, who is on the show, and actually had to leave with Felix Danger. But it's incredible what it's turned into. It's really become a generous endeavor by all parties involved.
And a local institution.
Yeah, and everyone knows Merry Anarchy now, and I was fortunate to go to the very first one and have been going. I've missed a couple of years, I'm not going to lie, but for the most part, I've gone to almost every single one, and they're a fucking blast. I mean, yeah, Gunshot Liquor came up and played.
Yeah. That was fun.
Gunshot Liquor came and played.
I mean, and Nick and I have been doing a May and December for the last 8 years. Yeah. And really, he shoulders it all. Nick does all the work. And I'm glad he's not here because he always cringes away from the credit. But Nick has been putting on this show for 10 years, a two-day fucking festival to help out people and raise money.
Anyone who's
organizing
sick.
The bands, doing the contacts, getting with the venue. Nick does this show every year, and he's made a huge dent in people's lives in Reno. So,
well, and I also want to say Cheyenne Lee was one of the original recipients, and she gave up her spot to help Emily.
Totally.
And Cheyenne, I just got to say, I think that's the most generous and selfless thing I've heard of in a really long time, someone doing it, because I know a lot of people out there that would be like, fuck that, I want to. And she was just like, no, I want to give it to someone that really super needs it. And Emily is a teacher at Rain Shadow and has donated tirelessly to this community anyway. And for her, Cheyenne, to do that for her, just I have to say, I just want to kiss her little face right off, because it's it's such a generous thing. I know people, though, that would be like, well, I already was getting it.
I need this. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and she didn't. She was just like, I need it, but she needs it more, and so I'm going to give it up. And I was just
I approached Cheyenne with it and didn't even blink, didn't even bat an eye.
Yeah. And that says so much about her.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, most people would have been like, no. And she was like, no, that's totally cool. And I was all, oh, my gosh, I love her for that, because that's awesome.
Well, all right, we got to put an end to this show here.
Yeah, we got to go play.
Hot Bosch.
For the worst little podcast in the world, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Nate the intern, and all of our guests this week. I am Reverend Rory Downs. Rory Downs. Wow.
Rory Downs Syndrome.
Whiskey.
My name is Rory, and I have a story to tell.
Hey, that's not funny. We're raising money for...
Oh, for that.
Sorry. Can't make fun of that.
Right after the cool Mary Anarchy, all tolerant and inclusive.
Whoa. There was a Down Syndrome girl on Family Guy that really had Down Syndrome. You can fucking grow up and have a fulfilling, amazing life and have Down Syndrome.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can...
Nice recovery.
She even made fun of herself in an interview, so I can do whatever I want until someone with Down Syndrome comes and kicks me in the leg and I break.
Anyway, for the worst little podcast in the world, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. God love you, Jess Blaze.
Goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Haven't you a name, my friend?
Dogwater Studio.
It's quite normal, my dear.
Thank you very much, microphone.